Bonjour, John.
Bonjour, bonjour. C'est bien pour d'être ici.
Ah, mais ça, c'est bon, c'est bon.
C'est un samedi qui est Trump, d'ailleurs.
C'est Trump.
C'est Trump.
Mais il y a toujours des nuées ou c'est gone ou le soleil va sortir?
Non, le soleil ne va pas sortir aujourd'hui, je crois.
Mais ça, c'est mauvais.
Il va se coucher toute la journée.
Non, ça sera quelque chose.
Il ne veut pas.
Il va dormir.
Yeah, well, I want to say good morning to everyone. Of course, I'm in the studio. And especially, I know they're not up this morning.
Who?
But the little learners.
Them learners is up this morning. That's the first thing they was up in the houses this morning. Them little learners are up. Now, yesterday was a different story.
Oh, man. You know, they were out there just... Oh, I'm sleeping, Mr. B.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sleeping, Mr. B. But they had some bright eyes. But, you know, in all fairness, they looked well. They looked really ready to learn.
How was the dress code?
The dress code was not too bad. I think that it was somewhat surprising to me.
Okay.
And I hope it continues that way, where it was very well... I think they were all adjusted to that.
Okay. The first day. Yeah. No fight.
No.
Okay. That's usually an indicator. The first day of school, no fight. That's a good beginning.
No fights, but I'm looking. I think it's going to be a good year. I think that the students have made up their mind that they really want to learn. They really want to prepare themselves for the future. And I think that they're going to give the teachers an opportunity to be able to teach them.
That's good. That is good. They're so needed. Yeah. So needed in the world that we're living in today.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Definitely so.
I have so far, out of my six classes or seven classes, I have 167 students that have...
What grade that is?
...going to be coming through my class.
It's different grade levels.
Yeah, from 9 through 12.
Okay.
And so, but they all look like they're ready to learn.
Well, that's good. So are you repeating some of the same stuff you did last year? Or are you changing a little bit?
We're going to... change, but however, you know, some of this is going to be repetitive because when you teach a class such as technology,
right,
you have to ask them questions such as what is technology?
And right,
it's kind of repetitive, but then when you talk about technology, everything changes.
Oh yeah, technology is such a fast.
It's just the term itself, technology is there, but when you start talking about the new things such as Curiosity on Mars right now,
right,
and no one ever would think that you would have an unmanned explorer up there on Mars that is actually sending something to the Earth.
Right.
And, of course, you know, woodworking, it's kind of the same thing. And materials and processing, I'm trying to teach them how to draft, how to draw something, and learn how to measure.
Yeah, measure is a big thing.
Measurement is a challenge to a lot of students.
Well, probably not just those students, but I'm sure a lot of people, because, you know, there's not a lot about the ruler. What is a ruler? What's a ruler? What you mean? It's not you can't put it on the computer.
No, you can't put it on the computer.
And, you know, but that's the world
where
we're living in.
And when I said to some of the rules, I went through some of the rules yesterday and some of the do's and don'ts. And the don't is that you can't use the calculator in my class.
Okay.
You have to use your brains. You have to get to think.
Right.
And when you start using calculators, you rely on that. You become a slave to that calculator. So I want them to be creative. I want them to use their brains when they start calculating things. You know, so they
like we used to.
Yeah, like we used to. I know that saying is old school, but sometimes old school, most times, old schools are the way to go.
And everything derives from the old school.
That's right.
Even technology derives from the old school.
That's right.
All right, let's see. We're going to do some... We had a call from Pat this morning.
Pat? Good morning, Pat.
Pat and her husband, Jude.
Yeah.
And we want to wish them well. You know, they are progressing in life and doing a lot of good things, and we just want to say good morning to them. And
are they starting a new family yet?
Yeah, they have 17 children. 17 kids.
17?
They got 17 kids, and I mean, you know, you talked about the calculator. You guys are going to have to figure this out. They got 17 kids, but the oldest one is only 7 years old. So 17 and 7. Now, you figure out.
Pat, what a woman.
But that's a woman there. I mean, you know, so that means you got to come up with 17 kids. Nobody can be over 7 years old. This is a problem. Call us and tell us how you got to it. But nobody can be over 7 years old, and you cannot have more than two triplets. Work with them. See how that's going to come out. You got to have at least two twins.
Even Pat is trying to figure that out.
And you got to have you can't have more than three triplets. You can't have no more than two twins. Two set of twins. So, and you got to come up with 17 kids. And if you don't know how to do it, when you see Pat at the post office, say, Pat.
How did y'all do it?
I know she's going to kill us. But anyway, let's play something for them, by Bojack called Morning Train.
All right.
On n'est pas dit que c'est la bite des chiens. Are you tous les jours les formés? Ça, c'est pour ici la vie des champs.
I'm down to Dog Hill, where the pretty women are. I'm down to Dog Hill, where the pretty women are. I'm down to Dog Hill, where the pretty women are. We got the dog you. We're the pretty women. We got the dog here. We're the pretty women.
fais les morts tous les matins, fais les morts tous les soirs, à faire des tous les matins, et les morts tous les soirs, à faire du
something. This is going out to Baton Rouge this morning to a group of people I work with every day. Paulette, Andrika, Latoya, Ty, Nikitha, Sarah, and Trella Thunder, and Roger this morning. And I guess you guys are getting ready to have a meeting up in Baton Rouge. All the dispatchers doing a great job. I want to thank you for what you're doing. We're going to play something for you. Probably first time listening to the program. And this is by Keith Frank. And it's called Uplifting for you guys, and this is going to be, since you guys are going to have an uplifting morning, then this is an uplifting song just for you guys, the dispatchers for Reliant Transportation this morning. All right, y'all can dance. It's not a problem. Go on, shake it. Wherever you may be, just do it.
Son, you just gotta let go and let God. See, I've been working on that, but sometimes I have problems with it. So I'm praying on it, and I gotta pray about it. This is my silent prayer. Lord, I'm willing, but still I trust you. I feel it, I'm drowning, but I know that you'll come through. Do you hear me praying in the night when I'm sleeping? Lord, I need a miracle. Well, that's what I'm needing. Father, I know sometimes that I don't talk to you like I should. And it seems like the times are bad. It's the only time I really do good. But I'm just a lonely sinner, one you can make a winner. Please pick me up and just carry me.
need an uplifting. What I need is a day. Need an uplifting. Each and every way. Need an uplifting. What I need is a day. Need an uplifting. Each and every way.
Greatest has returned. That's right, the number one. The greatest ever doing. Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
This program is underwritten by the Blue Moon Saloon and Guesthouse, which hosts a Cajun jam on Wednesday and live music shows Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings. Located in downtown Lafayette, the Blue Moon Guesthouse offers travelers both shared and private rooms, as well as a unique lodging and entertainment experience. The saloon is available for holiday, birthday, and corporate events on the web at bluemoonpresents.com.
Daddy Cecil here. For 2 hours of word sound power, Rasta Reggae Radio, it's Jamon. Jamon, Sunday nights 9 to 11 p.m. Rebroadcast Saturday mornings 1 to 3 a.m. here on KRVS.
What you're trying to do, I've done a thousand times. So let's show them how it's done. Put up your number ones, all these zeros get behind us, so we can make a sum. Ain't nobody dope as me. I'm just so fresh, so clean. Love it when they stare at me. I'm just so fresh, so clean. Ain't nobody dope as me. I'm just so fresh, so clean. Loved it when they stare at me. I'm just so fresh, so clean.
Number one.
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 got another man. Don't let me stop ya. Have you made some other plans? Cause you know me, I'm not gonna take your shit. And you know me, I can find another real quick that'll better than you. Even make more money too. You gotta treat me real nice, so you better think twice before I make my move and get back in my old groove. Cause if I turn it loose, you know I still got to choose. Oh yeah.
Let's see, John. What's
well, that? First of all, let's say what's going on at Slim's Waikiki tonight.
All right, let's talk about that.
Tonight, the Burger Bar is going to be over in the parking lot spinning some records. I say spinning some records, but that's what they do anyway.
They do anyway.
They spin the records.
They spin them. I guess they'll probably be standing on top of the vehicle or something.
Well, no, they can't because they're going to bend. You're going to put some,
dents in the hoop?
Yeah, because, you know, it's Big Mac and Little Bubba.
Big Mac and...
Which one is it, Big Bubba or Little Mac?
They depend.
Yeah.
It depends on who ate the burger last. The last one who ate the burger is Big.
Okay.
Big Mac and Bubba.
And they're going to be with Slim's tonight, starting around 7:30 in the parking lot.
Right.
And then Keith Frank is going to start off around 9:30, 10 o'clock tonight inside.
Right.
So they're inviting all of you to come out there and enjoy yourself. Get there early so you can go in and get a burger from Big Mac and Little Bubba.
Yeah, they're
they
going to be shut.
Free burgers.
They're giving free burgers away.
Free
boy,
burgers.
They got a bunch of people over there beating them up. Where my burger?
Free burgers free burger. Tonight.
Big burgers. Double meat burgers by the Burger Boys. And, of course, Akita, I think, is also doing a live recording at Slim.
That's right. Live recording.
Live recording tonight at Slim. So if you want to be on the recording, go out and check it out. And that ought to be really interesting. All right. Let's see. The Altar Society of St. Anne's Catholic Church of Mallet will be having barbecue sandwich sales for barbecue sandwiches, which will be chicken or pork steak, whichever you wish, on August the 25th.
Ah,
and that will be on a Saturday from 10 to 1, chips, sandwich, chips, soda, $6. Not bad. When she was, Shirley called.
Okay. I was wondering.
Shirley called, and she's going through it, and I'm thinking, oh, that must be the day I can get me a sandwich. Now, August 25th, I said, you're making me hungry. You know, people call you and tell you about what's going on.
Something going on the 26th.
I don't know. UPS payday. I don't know.
Right.
I know that.
Hey, hey.
I do that.
But there's something on the 26th.
I don't know. We have to check it out. Somebody going to call us.
Yeah.
Let's see. And, of course, you talked about Big Mac and Bubba. Big Mac called this morning, whichever one he is.
Yeah.
Big Mac called this morning, you know, about their production that they're going to be doing tonight, this afternoon, I guess, at 7:30.
Yeah,
at
7:30 at
and
Slim's.
Joe called this morning. Zydeco Joe called this morning.
Oh, that's
the dancer,
a strange one.
The dancer called. He called when I was talking about how it was in the old studio, so he called kind of brought back memories for him.
Yeah, now, anyway, you say the dancer. Now, you know that Zydeco Joe, there were two Zydeco Joe.
Right.
We know that the one, is the musician, is gone.
Well, that's why I want to clear that up because, you know, maybe some people think he's going to come back.
Yeah.
Or maybe he came back.
He might be
in here and we just don't know.
We don't know. Kind of feel
you
him.
Feel a little hot air on your back?
Yeah.
It might be him breathing in your neck.
That's right.
But anyway, let's see what else. I think that's all I had.
Well, they got that 19th annual Zydeco Festival. It's going to take place on September the 2nd. And that's going to be in St. Martinville at Adam Carlson Memorial Park.
Okay.
And that's going to start off from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. It's going to be Zydeco Ray and the Creole Knight Riders. I call him the toothpick musician.
That's him.
Always have a toothpick in his mouth.
Oh, I still wonder if he sleep with that in his mouth. I'd like to see him turn over on his pillow with that toothpick in his mouth.
I bet that wakes him up.
Oh, he always have a toothpick in his mouth. I wonder, does he eat that much?
I don't know. It doesn't seem to be because he's always been the same size. I've been knowing Zydeco Ray for years.
And he always had that toothpick.
Always had that toothpick, but
same
size.
One.
The same toothpick.
The same toothpick he's been having.
Yeah.
Now, that's a toothpick.
That's a log.
Yeah, that's a nice little piece of log there.
Oh, yeah.
That must be a woke toothpick, huh?
Yeah. So he might have had it waterproof.
Yeah, waterproof oak.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is.
Toothpick, uh-huh.
2 p.m. to 4:30, Lil Wayne, the same old two-step. And then from 4:30 to 7 o'clock, Nate and the Big Timers, Zydeco Big Timers. All going to be taking place at Adam Carlson Memorial Park. And that's going to be under a pavilion in St. Martinville. 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., that's when the doors going to open. And then music, dance, fun for the entire family. Festival T-shirt, Creole food, beer, soda, water, jump, space, jump. Oh, I jumped in space.
Jump, Judy, jump.
Bring your own lawn chairs. And it's being sponsored by the Knights of Peter Claver and Lady Auxiliary Council Court 54 in St. Martinville. If you want to need some more information, why don't you just call Arthur Champ at 394-4635 or 380-8578. Or Paul Richard or Paul Richard at 394-6980 or 280-8243. And that's all 337. Now, that's all the area code. And we're going to tell you some more about it as we
get
closer to it.
Okay. Party with a Purpose, sponsored by LCOA Foster Grandparent Program. Mm-hmm. It's the Martin Luther King Recreation Center at 309 Cora Street in Lafayette, Louisiana, Sunday, September the 9th, from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Musical performances by Cupid, Don Orgel and Exotico Posse, and Leon Chavis, featuring DJ Dr. Jam, DJ Smooth, DJ Master G, and DJ Town Taker. And tickets are sold at 160 Industrial Parkway in Lafayette. Contact Tina at 337-262-5995, extension 25. For more information, concession will be sold, security on the premises, and no alcohol. And this is at the Martin Luther King Recreation Center on September the 9th.
Okay. Creole Renaissance Festival. When? September the 1st.
September the 1st.
That's on a Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Location? Yambly Building in Opelousas, Louisiana.
All right. Yamba now, potato.
Now, let me tell you how it's going to start off.
All right.
Horace Trahan.
Maybe.
Yep. And more.
Uh-huh.
Same old two-step.
Maybe.
Dexter Ardwan.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Brian Jack.
Maybe.
Chris Ardwan.
Maybe.
And, of course, the man himself. And it says...
What?
Plenty of security.
Right.
Fun for the whole family.
Right.
Authentic Creole food.
Right.
And Creole culture.
Right.
Now, we say, I got to clear my throat for that.
Clear it.
Now, we know for sure, if everything goes well,
uh-huh,
this man and this band will be there.
Who might they be?
And you know who that is.
Who might they be?
Keith Frank.
Keith Frank the boss. And I said maybe because that may be the right lineup. It may not be the right lineup, but
right,
all of those people are going to play.
That's right.
So it's going to be
that lineup that way.
Right.
I'm just saying that because those are the people who are saying that they're going to be there, but not necessarily, as you're
right,
as you say so.
And John and I will be there.
Yep. We're going to be doing announcing.
Well, we'll be doing some announcing there. So if you've never seen John, this gives you an opportunity to see John. He's about 4 feet two, weigh 361 pounds.
Yep. If I fall, you got to make sure that I have some help around because I can't. My leg's just too short.
Can't get back up. All right. Also want to say congratulations to a wedding group that's getting married today, and that is Tanya and Stephen Ray Ford out of Houston, Texas, that they will be getting married, and that is Herb Celestine's niece.
Good.
Thelma Celestine's daughter. So that is what's going on.
Good.
So that wedding will be going on today, and that will be in Lake Charles. So just want to wish them all the best in the world because marriage is such a beautiful thing. I think everybody in the world should get married and experience the love and the joy and the pleasure of being married. Just
Melvin,
to have two
Melvin,
people
go
just going in the same direction.
You never argue.
Never have a problem.
How old are you,
and
Melvin?
You know, everybody should be married.
Melvin,
and those that have divorced, they wish that they would still be married because it's such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing.
I agree with that.
Everybody would get married.
Yeah. And they all belong to the Bow Down Club.
Now, remember, you cannot be in the Bow Down Club unless you have been married for 10 years. So we want to say congratulations to Tanya and to Stefan.
That's right.
And we'll see you guys later on this evening.
We're
going to music, and this is going out to Mickey this morning and in Eunice, and she loves her some Chris Ardwin, so we're going to do something called Baby Girl.
Club and one AM when I was almost done. your name and your number, girl, so maybe we can hang. You and me together, girl, but then the ransom drinks. Don't have to rush your answer, mama, I'll give you time to think. Whenever you're ready, let me know. Hit me on my trio. Text messages don't matter. Just like I do, so I thank you for picking me for you. And you love it when I make you sweat and keep you smiling like when we first met. If every word I said could make you smile, you know I talk.